one. Out for about a 4-yard gain, sets up second down, 6 to go, brought down once again by Miles Geiger. Harbor Beach moving right to left across your radio, 2:40 left in the third quarter, hanging on to that 6-point lead, 22-16.
Couple tackles in a row here from Miles Geiger, USA. You always have to be aware of where Shelkey is, but like we just said, at some point, these other backs are going to get involved in this game. Harbor Beach sticking with the wing T here on this series. Miles Geiger making a tackle after a 4-yard gain.
And it's going to be handoff for Cole Anderson out for another first down run. He's all the way out to the 40-yard line. It's going to be a 9-yard gain for Cole Anderson, brought down by Jeremy Pulaski. And we have a downed Harbor Beach player on the field as we are going to try and take this one away. It looks like Julian Tenerife with a lower body injury out there. His right knee, he's already wearing a knee brace on that knee as emergency staff and medical staff work on him. With 2:16 left in the third quarter, it's 22-16, Harbor Beach leading by 6 points. First and 10 for the Pirates at their own 40-yard line as they nearly gave up this lead as they gave up the ball at midfield on a fumble. USA marches all the way down to the 14-yard line of Harbor Beach before they cough it up themselves for their second turnover of the night, and Harbor Beach trying to gain that momentum back on their side. Other area scores, Ubley leads Bad Axe in the third quarter, 38-0. Not sure if that's the end of the third or sometime in the third. As we're trying to find as many scores as possible for you to pass on, but unfortunately, week number 9, it's all over the place. Brown City is leading KPAC 30-7, still in the first half. That was 48 minutes ago, so 6 minutes ago, let's see. Brown City scores again. As the medical staff for Harbor Beach still working on Julian Tenerife, now being assisted up, sitting up. North Huron leads Bay City All Saints 36-12 in the third quarter. Just started the third quarter there. Going for the NCTL Stripes Championship there. Thank you to Thumb Tailgater for that update. So they're sitting up Julian Tenerife. He has had knee troubles throughout the season. Had a slight injury at Sandusky on that knee.
I think he's battled that knee for some time, not just this season. He's walking off under his own power, but obviously favoring that right knee.
So with 2:16 left in the third quarter, Harbor Beach on offense at their own 40-yard line. Right to left across your radio, and they're away, white uniforms, black striping down the side, black pants, and a classic all-white helmet with black face masks. USA in their home, navy uniforms, navy pants, white numbering and lettering, USA across their upper back and shoulders, white helmet with the emblazoned P on the right side. First and 10, T formation for Harbor Beach at their own 40-yard line. Shelkey is under center. And it's going to be a handoff right up the middle. Cole Anderson out across the 40-yard line, out to about the 41 for a gain of a yard, brought down by Drew Revert, the nose guard.
Cole Anderson had runs of 4 and 9 yards before that. That 13 yards was more than he had in the entire first half. He's going to be the guy, in my opinion, that's going to have to step up and get some chunk yards and take some, alleviate some of that pressure off of James Shelkey to come up with the big plays. I think he's got to be the guy to do it. He's got the most experience at tailback in this roster. We'll see what Harbor Beach draws up.
James Shelkey keeps it for himself, coming around the left end of the defense. He has lead blocker. He's out to about the 45-yard line, cuts back inside, and still fighting his way all the way to the 50-yard line. It's going to be very close to a first down marker. He's right at midfield for a 9-yard gain, brought down by Josh Lang out of the secondary. And no word yet from the officials of whether this one is a first down or not. They're all the way on the near sideline in front of us. And the officials now trying to square this one away, and they're going to say, Congress is still in session.
It's okay to measure, guys, if you want.
And they're not. They're going to say,
looks like
third down. Third down and one. As midfield has a red, white, and blue stripe, the first down marker looks like it's on a red stripe. The ball is on the blue stripe.
Third down and one there. Harbor Beach with the wing tee, faking the run to Cole Anderson, a design run to the outside. And Shelkey in the first half took that 4 yards and went out of bounds. On this play, he hits the brakes and goes back up the field to make guys miss, looks for the contact, and is able to get a few more. Third down and one for the Pirates upcoming from midfield.
It's a handoff up the middle, and this one's across midfield all the way across the 45 and down to the 43. And that is Michael Anderson out for 6 yards, moves the chains on third down and one, stops the clock with 53 seconds left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach 22, USA 16 into USA territory at their 44-yard line. At the end of the third quarter, Cass City leads Caro 20-7.
Shows some veteran confidence as Coach Shelkey on third and one in a one-score game gives Michael Anderson a chance to carry the football after he fumbled. He does a nice job getting 6 big yards and a first down for Harbor Beach.
Cole Anderson gets the handoff. He's across the 40 out for about 5 yards down to the 39-yard line. On the tackle, number 56, Kate Ryerson, linebacker for USA. Second down, 5, maybe 6 yards to go, and 30 seconds left of the third quarter. One more play for the Pirates.
And Jeremy Pulaski not far away there for the Patriots, swarming to the football. But Cole Anderson starting to get a little momentum going, getting hit at the line of scrimmage, even a couple yards down the field, is able to turn those gains into 4 and 5 yard runs, which is crucial for any team running the wing tee. And I don't think they have any plans on running another play before we come to the end of the third quarter.
And with 3 seconds left, they walk off the field. So the third quarter is in the books, and the only score comes in the efforts of USA in their opening drive of the second half. It's now a 6-point ball game entering the final 12 minutes. Harbor Beach in USA territory at the 40-yard line. 12 minutes remain in regulation. It's Harbor Beach 22, USA 16, right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular and Bad X Caro Pigeon and Sandusky and check out the new iPhone 8 and 8 Plus, the best, most advanced iPhone ever. Or if you're an Android lover, stop in and check out the new Samsung Galaxy S8 or S8 Plus. Right now, through the end of October, cases for any 8 phone are 20% off. 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8. Thumb Cellular is your local provider of choice. With Thumb Cellular, you get the clearest signal, the best reliability throughout the Thumb area, and the local service you deserve. Stop into any one of their offices in Bad X, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, check out the new 8s, and pick up a great new phone case for your 8 at 20% off now through the end of October. Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb. Devices subject to availability, terms of service apply.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Harbor Beach on a second down and 6 to go. No gain on the James Shelkey keeper. Blake Ryerson on the tackle sets him a third down and 6 from USA's 40-yard line. Harbor Beach now left to right across your radio. It's a handoff to Cole Anderson, breaks through his first tackle, and Michael Anderson, the wrong Anderson brother, gets down to about the 37-yard line for a gain of 3, but now it's a 4th down and 3 to go. Tackle was made by Blake Ryerson out of the linebacking core.
Harbor Beach clearly looking like it's 4-down territory. Quite a conservative play call, knowing Harbor Beach's high-powered offense when they want it to be. Giving it to Michael Anderson. He's able to get half the distance. He gets 3 crucial yards, but on 4th down and 3, I find it hard to believe that anybody's going to carry the football other than James Shelkey. But I think everybody in the stands knows that. It'll be interesting to see if Coach Shelkey and company dial up somebody else's number. And probably for the first time in this half, you're going to see Harbor Beach spread it out. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right.
4th and 3rd, and Shelkey's going to keep it for himself. And he is brought down at the 35-yard line, and looks like he will be short by about a half a yard for the first down. And the officials are saying, let's check this one out still. No word yet from the officials, and there's the signal. It's a turnover of downs. USA defense comes up with a stop, and no one can seem to find any momentum now in this second half. 10:31 left in the fourth quarter, and Cade Ryerson comes up with the First down saving tackle. USA defense offense back on the field at their own 35.
Yeah, and they spread it out. Design run right from Shelkey straight ahead. But USA, no matter what formation Harbeach was in, was planning on stuffing the middle, taking away that play. I think you got to look back at the third down and second down play. They got no yards out of the tee and only a couple yards on the ensuing third down play. Harbeach is known to get their best chunk plays out of the spread.